Good evening. Glad to see everyone out here this evening. Appreciate the kind words that Ryan had to say, but I would remind Ryan and all those that reside in Texas that if it were not for Tennessee, there wouldn't be a Texas. I am proud to be living in San Angelo and so proud to call that our home now, and we are happy to be here. While we're happy to be in Texas, I'll always be a Volunteer fan. So, tonight, some of you may have heard of a young man by the name of Shane Ruiz. He used to attend the Freed Hardeman University. I want to tell you a little bit about Shane before we get into our lesson, as the lesson was actually written by Shane. Shane was 19 years old. Shane had gone down to the Dominican Republic to participate in putting on a vacation Bible school for some of the underprivileged children down there, going down there to teach in that vacation Bible school and to try to spread God's Word. They would go out each day. They would go into the villages. They would talk with the parents, with some of the teenagers, with the children. And then each evening, after they had done all day kind of door knocking, if you will, they would come together each night and hold this vacation Bible school. Had been there all week. Shane had, they were taking that last day on March 19th, 2008. They were taking that last day off. They had concluded the vacation Bible school the night before. And he and some friends, those that had gone with him down to the Dominican Republic, decided to walk down to the beach, get their feet wet, so to speak. They kicked off their shoes and they started walking in the water. The wind began to get up, the waves got higher, and while they were walking in water that was only about halfway up to their knees, a wave hit Shane, knocked him down, pulled him out to sea. The last time they saw Shane, his body was lifeless, face down. They never recovered him. Shane was a tremendous young man. I'd gotten to know him at Sardis Lake Christian Camp. I've been going to that camp now for 10, 11 years. I'm not sure exactly how many. Shane had been there that entire time. I got to see him each year, and when Wayne Jones, who was preaching at one time where I grew up, when Wayne Jones moved to the congregation where Shane was attending, we would go down there, the youth from Glendale from time to time, to go and visit Wayne. And I got to know Shane quite a bit. We'd go down there two or three times every summer. Spent some time over at Joe and Bonnie's house, at his parents' house, getting to know Shane and spending some time with him. It wasn't until Shane was about 17, really, that he really came out of his shell, though. His mother had pulled him aside just before camp that year and told him, "Shane, I want you to do something special this year." You know, each year at camp, we give away a spiritual leadership award, and Shane had never even really been considered for that award. You never really saw, he was a very quiet young man. You never really saw him hanging with anybody else other than that select group from South Haven. But that year, Shane was seen to be everywhere at once. Every time you turn around, instead of like in the past being up at the basketball court or being down there on the volleyball court, every time you turned around, Shane was sitting at one of the tables, maybe up at the pavilion or even up in the mess hall conducting a Bible study. We baptized, if I'm not mistaken, six people that year that Shane studied with at camp as a direct result of his efforts. And friends, he went down to the Dominican Republic doing the same thing. He died serving God and man. So tonight I want to deliver the lesson that he wrote and that he preached in the fall in October of 2007, to my knowledge, the last sermon that he ever delivered, other than down in the Dominican. And we have this posted on Facebook. And so if you ever want to go by and you want to look at that, I believe it's on my page and on some others, if you want to look me up to find it. But I want you to remember the things that I told you about Shane tonight. Even though you may never have met the young man, I want you to know what kind of man that he was. That he was a Christian. And friends, he was the very definition of a Christian. He was one that even though he was younger than I looked up to him. And so did the other counselors at camp and those around him. He was a leader. And that's what we want for you. You have probably been told ever since maybe you became a Christian, you may not have obeyed the gospel just yet. But oftentimes as young people, we're told, you're the church of tomorrow. You're the church of tomorrow. You need to be ready, friends. Young people, if you'll listen to me for just a moment, you're the church of the day. You're the church of the day, friends. You have more influence than you know. You have the ability to go into your schools, to go even into your workplaces after you get out of school, and you have the ability to show people how to live the Christian life by your actions, by your words, by maybe telling somebody about the Bible. I want you to close your eyes with me for just a moment. And I want you to imagine yourself in 10 years from right now. 10 years. Lord willing that we are still here upon this earth in 10 years. Lord willing that we're still drawing breath in 10 years. Where do you want to be 10 years from now? Where do you see yourself? Now, let's open our eyes now that you have that picture in your mind. Remember, this is Shane's lesson, so I want you to let him speak to you through me tonight. Look at the way, maybe, that you're living now. Do you maybe have some things in your life that are going to prevent you from being where you want to be in 10 years? Are there some things maybe that we need to get rid of? Is how you are now how you want to be in 10 years? Are there flaws? Or maybe they're bad habits which you have right now that are holding you back from the way that you've pictured yourself being 10 years from now. Let me ask you this. When are we going to be able to say enough is enough and quit doing maybe those things that we know that are wrong? You're young. Absolutely. And it may be that maybe you have said in your mind or some people have led you to believe that it's okay to do those things now, but you know, you'll have to quit sooner or later. You may have that picture in your mind, or you may have that thought in your mind, oh, I'll quit doing this once I get out of college and have a family. Will you really? Will you be able to stop overnight? Or do things need to start changing now? Will you be able to change all of a sudden? Is that really possible? I hope that you have your Bibles tonight, as this is a Bible study. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And I want you to read with me verse 8. Paul writes to Philippians here. Finally, brethren, I want you to notice his list. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Friends, we are to think on praise. God wants me to have His praise on my mind. What does this verse tell us to do? What are we supposed to do? Notice that he says here at the end of the verse, think on these things. Meditate, literally. Meditate upon these things. These are things we are to be thinking about. These are things that should fill our minds and our lives. Not maybe, as it were, the internet has made things so accessible today that maybe have never been accessible to young people, young men, young ladies. We shouldn't be thinking, young men, upon pornography. We shouldn't be thinking upon lusting after women, young men. Young ladies, same thing with guys. Shouldn't be thinking upon gossip. One thing that young people struggle with is cursing. You're all around it all the time. You hear it walking down the halls in your schools. If you were like I was growing up, you were playing football, you heard it from your coaches. It's all around. It's on your televisions. You can't watch a commercial today without hearing cursing in it. But what does Paul tell us to think on? I worked with the college group at Jacksonville, Alabama. One of the things I would tell them, never failed, at least once a semester, probably three or four times a semester, was whatever you put in your minds, young people, that's coming out. I would tell them all the time, if you put trash in, you're going to get trash out. Let's not be putting that trash in our minds. Let's stay away from those things as much as is humanly possible. Let's think on these things that Paul has given us to think on here. Shane said that he had a friend back home that he was talking to at that point. He said that we were talking about our spiritual lives and how we were doing with our spiritual lives. And he told me, Shane, I want to get right. I want to start living like I know I should be living, but I've been gone for 2 years. For 2 years, he hasn't cared about God. For 2 years, he has just given up on Christianity. Shane said, I think this is a huge problem today. I do too. Shane went on to say, he said, we were talking about our spiritual lives and how we were doing about those things, but there are many of us who are just apathetic toward being a Christian. We don't care. We shrug our shoulders and go on about our way. Do what we want to do. Friends, we can't do that and be a Christian. You can't. Jesus told us that if you aren't with me, you're against me. What is Jesus trying to tell us? Friends, we can't sit on a fence. We can't straddle a fence. You've probably heard in history class, maybe, or maybe even from the pulpit, about the man in the Civil War that tried to get through without fighting on either side by wearing a navy coat and gray trousers. He got shot from both sides. It doesn't work. We can't be apathetic toward being a Christian and expect God to accept us in that. Jesus could come back right now. Shane said we would be lost and go to hell. But we just don't care. I don't know why we get to feeling that way. Is it maybe because we just don't feel like it's realistic? Maybe like it won't happen to me as young people. Are you at that point in your life, because you're young, that you believe that you're invisible? Let me remind you, Shane was 19. 19. He woke up on a beautiful morning in a tropical paradise. He went to walk on the beach. And the next thing you know, he's fighting for his life. Undertow pulls him over. Under. He can't get out. You don't know. Young lady that I was very close with in high school. Come over a hill and saw a car coming, and she overcorrected. She hit the embankment and her car flipped end over end 3 times. She wasn't wearing a seatbelt. 18 years old. Threw her out the back windshield. Killed her. Half a mile from my house. Most of us probably know someone that is our age, maybe a little younger, maybe a couple of years older, that has died tragically and unexpectedly. Friends, we're not promised tomorrow. You remember James tells us that this life is but a vapor. We don't know what is coming tomorrow. We don't know what is coming in the next hour and a half. We don't know what is coming next week, next month, next year. So can I wait to change? I'd better not. because I don't know what's on the next day. Matter of fact, Shane's words here says, they woke up one day and they had no idea that they were going to die that day. That was Shane. Are we really invincible? I think most of us know someone that has died that's our age. And he goes on, my friend and I kept talking. He said that he just needed to get back to where he was before, when he really cared about God. He said that he was having a really hard time dealing with that. So Shane asked him if he was trying to get any help. The young man said no. This was something that he wanted to deal with alone. So then Shane asked him if he was praying, and again the answer was no. Shane asked him a very pointed question. He said, how are you planning on getting back to being right with God if you never ask for help from Him? Friends, young people, young and old alike, we need to realize that if we find ourselves separated from God, it's going to take all the help we can get to get right. And the first one that we need to turn to is God Almighty. If we expect to get right with God without going to Him in prayer, friends, we are sadly mistaken. And that's something that Shane realized at a very young age. Shane says, the thing is, if we want God in our lives, if we want to get back to where we care again, God will help us. He really will, but you have to ask. You have to pray. We need to go to God in prayer. He says, just recently I've been praying more often. I've been struggling with some things in my life, and I really wanted to get rid of those things. And there was also this one thing that I wanted in my life. Now, these are Shane's words. He said, so I made a bargain, an agreement with God. He said, not to sound disrespectful or anything, but I did. I said, Lord, if I will put effort to get rid of these things in my life, then please help me achieve what I want in my life. So I prayed. I prayed every day. And you know what? Sometimes I'd slip. Sometimes I would falter. Sometimes I'd mess up. But I kept on praying. I would seek after God and ask Him to forgive me and that I could still achieve what I'd set out to do. Thing is, we can't stop praying when we mess up. We can't stop praying when we slip. We can't stop praying when we falter. Here we are, trying really hard to live for Christ, and then we fall, but we can't give up. You know what one of my coaches always used to tell us? He would say, you know what separates the winners from the losers? The winners get up. That's the Christian race, friends. We're going to fall down from time to time. But those that finish the race are the ones that get up. The ones that continue to go to God in prayer. The ones that continue to strive to do what is right. To walk in the light as He is in the light. We've got to get up. We've got to keep plugging away. When we give up, we're giving Satan exactly what he wants. We quit. That's what he wants from us. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to be apathetic. To just not care. Shane said, eventually my problem stopped. Didn't have a problem with it anymore. And I was able then to receive what I had been wanting in my life. He says, it felt so awesome. It seriously felt so awesome to know that God had really, truly answered my prayers. Because God will answer our prayers, but we've got to pray. We've got to go to Him in prayer. So once again, think about where you want to be 10 years from now. Where have you pictured yourself in 10 years. Now reflect upon your life and think, meditate. Do I fill my mind with the things described in Philippians 4 and verse 8, those things that will help me get to where I want to be? Or do I fill my mind, or am I going to continue to fill my mind with trash? Friends, if we don't fill our minds with those things that Paul tells us, those things that are true, those things that are honest, those things that are just, pure, lovely, and of good report, those things that have virtue and those things that have praise, if we don't think on those things, how do we expect to accomplish our goals with God's blessing? Can't do it. Just can't. Turn with me to Psalm 51. I want you to read with me the first 12 verses of Psalm 51, and the lesson will be yours. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to Thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of Thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against Thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in Thy sight, that Thou mightest be justified when Thou speakest, and be clear when Thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, Thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which Thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide Thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from Thy presence, and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, and uphold me with Thy free spirit. Friends, if we take one message from Shane tonight, it's that we're not going to live forever. We're not promised tomorrow. And friends, we need, wherever we've pictured ourselves in 10 years, we need to start making preparation to head that way now. And if you're here this night and you're not a Christian, friends, the ultimate destination is eternal. The question is, what eternal destination are you heading toward? What road are you traveling? What path are you on? Are you on the straight and narrow? Or are you on the wide road to destruction? Friends, if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, simple answer is you're not on that straight and narrow, but on the opposite. Would you be a Christian tonight? Would you obey His gospel? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Do you believe that He came to this earth to live, suffer, die, and rise again? That He died upon the cross for your sins? Will you then repent of your sins, confess His name before men, and be baptized for the remission of those sins, to rise again and walk in newness of life? Will you do those things tonight? If that's the case, friends, there's nothing to hinder. I'm sure that things are ready, preparations have already been made for anyone that would want to make that decision. Would you do that tonight? There may be some here tonight that have done those things in the past but have fallen away. It may be that you've become apathetic toward Christ and His kingdom. Friends, would you care once more with all your heart? Give your life back to the Lord. If you have a need, will you come now while we stand and while we sing?
Father.